The department's previous attempts to rein in some of its health care costs have been mostly centered on the notion of requiring military-age retirees to pay more for their insurance. Year after year, they've been met with immediate opposition from military associations and mostly rejected by Congress. So this year, officials say they tore up the old plan and went back to the drawing board. Lieutenant General Mark Ramsey, the Joint Staff's top budget official, says DOD still needs to change the upward trajectory of its health care spending, but this year's proposal will take a new approach.
We're going to remove the proposal that was put in President's Budget 14, and we have taken a very clean sheet look at this with Health Affairs leading the discussion on this, and we're going to submit a single, simplified TRICARE plan with a series of fees to incentivize not only the best care, but the most inexpensive care to the taxpayer. And we are also going to resubmit from the President's Budget 2014 the TRICARE for Life proposals for those who are not already in TRICARE for Life, or 65 and older, and also the pharmacy proposals for copayments from last year.
The budget DOD released Tuesday would combine its managed care insurance plan, TRICARE Prime, with its fee-for-service plans, TRICARE Standard and TRICARE Extra. The new unified plan would also boost out-of-pocket costs for many beneficiaries who, until now, have never paid them. The Pentagon says active duty service members would continue to get free health care, but their family members would be subject to new fees. They would pay between $10 and $50 per visit to a civilian health care provider, but most services at military medical facilities would continue to be free. Military retirees below the Medicare eligibility age would also see their out-of-pocket costs increase. They would pay $572 per year, plus new copays at both military and civilian health care facilities. And retirees who are new to the Medicare system would also begin paying a new annual fee starting at half a percentage point of their pension pay starting next year and escalating to 2% by 2019. DOD officials say they're aware their healthcare proposals will meet opposition, but they say they've done everything else they can to reduce the department's health insurance bills while being fair to beneficiaries at the same time. For example, the department says it's saving $3 billion each year because of a restructuring of the military health system. But TRICARE, they say, has become a better and better deal each year because premiums have not increased along with the cost of healthcare. Pentagon analysts say beneficiaries paid about a quarter of their medical costs out of pocket when the system was created back in 1996. As of this year, the figure has fallen to 11%. Bob Hale, DOD's comptroller, says if Congress continues to block changes on health care and other forms of compensation, the money's going to have to come from somewhere else.
If Congress chooses to turn down all of these, as some have threatened, they'll create a $2.1 billion hole in our fiscal 15 budget. And about a $30 billion hole over the FYDP.
The health care changes DOD officials announced Tuesday are part of a series of compensation reforms the department's proposing as part of its 2015 budget. Ramsey says the lower budget levels the department is facing, with or without sequestration, require the department to not just reduce its overall size, but also the fundamental drivers of its personnel costs.
As we went through the various reviews last year, one of the things that became very obvious was the need to go look at our total military pay and compensation package. And it goes back to what we've said here several times today, which is we have to keep a balance across the force. So at any budget level, we know they're coming down. And we are looking at trying to balance what the force costs in terms of people against the capability, the capacity, and readiness of that force. So as the force comes down in size, we also took a look at the compensation of those who are coming in the force in the future, those who are serving today, and those who have served with us in the past. We were guided by the principles that we're not looking at cutting anybody's pay. We're looking at slowing the growth of pay and allowances. And we want to make sure we are able to recruit and retain the best all-volunteer professional force in the world. So we worked very hard all last fall with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the senior enlisted leaders of the services to look at proposing a package of major initiatives that you see spelled out in the bottom of the slide. And very briefly, we're requesting a 1% basic pay raise in FY15 with the general officer and flag officer pay freeze in FY15. We're going to slow the growth of basic allowance for housing till we reach about 5% out of pocket for the members over about a 3-year period. And we're going to eliminate renter's insurance from the computation, so that will bring about 6%.
Also, DOD would make a significant and controversial change to commissaries, the system of subsidized supermarkets that occupy most large military bases in the U.S. and overseas. The proposal would save $1 billion per year by requiring most of those stores to survive without the payments that help keep prices low for military shoppers. DOD's cost-saving ideas for 2015 also include a new round of efficiency initiatives, including the department's previously announced plans to cut its headquarters-level staff by 20%. Pentagon spelled out those plans in more detail on Tuesday, saying the department would reduce its civilian workforce by 5% over the next 5 years. Each of the military service plans cutbacks on the order of 1% per year beginning in 2015, with the exception of the Navy. That service says it needs to do some targeted hiring in certain areas, such as shipyard workers and firefighters. The civilian workforce across DOD can expect some narrow plus-ups in certain other areas, including employees who work in cyber fields. Along with special operations, that's one of the few areas of DOD spending that would actually grow in 2015. The department's proposing to spend a total of $5.1 billion on cyber activities. Again, Undersecretary Bob Hale.
We work with the CIO to come up with this number, and yes, it includes the service contributions. A large portion of it are cyber operations, defense and offense, cybercom, but elsewhere as well. Another part of it is our overall information assurance, some of which will be going on in the service, public key infrastructure. There's some R&D activities, DARPA, but others as well. So we've tried to capture all, but I would say there's a gray area here in exactly what counts as cyber. We're doing a lot of other things that contribute.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.